So earlier on, we were listening to the League Against Cruel Sports talking about the topic of the Barlow Hunt being held at Chesterfield Football Club. We can get another perspective now with Protect the Wild founder Robert Pownall, who joins me now. Robert, good evening.
Good evening, nice to meet you.
So let's start then with the big topic. Why is this controversial?
Well, it's controversial because, as I'm sure many of our viewers are aware by now, hunting still hasn't gone away. Although it was technically banned in 2004, they've continued to use trail hunting as a smokescreen. And one of these particular hunts that's still going out, terrorizing and chasing wildlife, is the Barlow Hunt. Now, this particular hunt, Chesterfield FC clearly deem it perfectly acceptable and okay to allow them to host their ball on the 27th of January. We think it's disgusting. We think it's morally wrong, that a football club would allow a hunt associated with violence towards supporters, sorry, violence against the public trying to stop their activities. And they've got a history of killing wildlife as well, that they would then be associated with a group involved with that sort of activity.
So there's quite a, I mean, there's a lot of different ways we can look at this. I suppose the first thing we need to look at is, legally speaking, there's nothing stopping Chesterfield hosting this event, and there's nothing stopping the Barlow Hunt from organising this event.
Yeah, I mean that is the case, yeah.
And then obviously the next thing is to look at the legal aspects of the hunt itself, because that's the issue that you're taking here, isn't it, Robert? Is they're hosting a group who, in your opinion, are not acting within the remit of the law.
Yeah, I mean you've only got to look at the history of the activities that this hunt are involved with to see that on numerous occasions, they have complete disregard for wildlife. I mean, some of the things that they've been involved with are disgusting. They frequently hit the national news. They've admitted to killing foxes. They've pleaded guilty in courts using threatening words and behavior against hunt saboteurs. And an undercover investigation showed them luring mammals into traps as well. I mean, the sort of stuff they're involved with, we don't think that a club like Chesterfield FC would want to have anything to do with, quite frankly. I think it's a huge own goal for them. The Barlow Hunt can continue to claim that they're a legally abiding trail hunt. We know the reality. Hunt saboteurs on the ground know what's going on week in, week out, just like many other hunts across the country who are also using the same sham, the same lie for their sick pastime. And that's why we're calling this out. We're trying to put pressure on. We're asking the club to do the right thing in this situation. Of course, there's nothing illegal about them allowing that particular group to use the venue, but then there's always that moral question of whether it's right and whether, they've still got say. It's still their private premises, so ultimately they have control over the people that enter, and if they want to be associated with a group that do get their fun out of killing and chasing animals, then I don't think it's a particularly good look for the club. And we've had many supporters of Chesterfield FC contact us to say the same thing. We've had a season ticket holder speak to Protect the Wild to give his thoughts. He wasn't particularly happy about the decision either. He said to us that as a long-standing supporter and season ticket holder at Chesterfield FC, I don't think it's at all appropriate for a community football club to associate with a fox hunt or blood sports in general. And he's hoping that the Spirites management will review the decision as a matter of urgency. We completely share his thoughts and views. I mean, personally speaking, I'm a supporter of Ebbsfleet United, who also play in the National League. It's not often that my personal life of being a football fan overlaps with the work that I do in the anti-hunt sphere. It makes it even more frustrating to me personally, knowing that a club in the same league and a club I've seen play against Ebbsfleet this season do think that it's a sensible choice to allow this particular group to use their venue. And it speaks volumes of the culture at the club, sadly, that if they want to go ahead with this event, they are directly associating with all of the disgusting activities that I've mentioned previously in this interview.
So something that's been asked to me by Chesterfield supporters is, and you've made a few allegations there yourself about the Barlow Hunt in particular. If any of that is true, has anyone ever been prosecuted for it?
I'm not too sure in regards to whether there has been prosecutions yet. I'm not too sure on that one.
Okay.
I know that they had, I do know that a Barlow Hunt Master did plead guilty back in 2020. That was regarding his behavior towards a member of the public who was trying to stop their activities on the day. But yeah, I'm not too sure about their history of criminal convictions. I mean, I think the main issue in regards to that question, of course, due to the limitations and loopholes in the 2004 Hunting Act, and the fact it is so tricky to prosecute hunts in 2024, and of course over the last few years, and how hard the ban on hunting is to enforce, it can easily be said, well, if you look at the prosecution rate, it's so low, so that means hunting's not going on, right? The problem we've got due to things like trail hunting, due to things like the bird of prey exemption, when a hunt can go out with a bird of prey and claiming they're using that as a legal means of dealing with wildlife, it means hunts are getting away with the illegal chasing of wildlife on a frequent basis. It's so tricky to prove that a hunt is deliberately and intentionally wanting to kill a mammal. And it would be no different to the Barlow hunt. So, yeah, I mean, when you ask regarding what is the history of criminal convictions, a particular hunt might have loads, a particular hunt may have hardly any or zero. Sadly, it's no indication as to the level of actual illegal activity they're partaking in.
I think you've kind of answered my next question there, Robert, because what I was going to do, I was going to talk, obviously, as we have about, legally what the club are doing is fine, and legally, what the Barlow Hunt are doing is fine. But we've talked there when I was talking to you about, well, if there's problems, why haven't they been prosecuted? You've talked about it there. So there's that grey area, perhaps, with that. But the next thing I want to do is talk about the morality of what's happening here and why it's such an issue. And one of the questions I was going to say to you is, if hunts are not killing animals, then what's the problem? But you suspect they are.
Yeah, I highly suspect they are. I mean, from working within this space, we see footage and images on a weekly basis of hunts breaking the law, and killing foxes. The problem we've got is only about a third of hunts across the UK, of which there's over 200, are actually monitored or viewed by monitors and saboteurs. So it's hard to get a clear picture of just the extent of illegal activity taking place. But even when they are being watched, we're seeing foxes being killed. Trail hunting is not happening. It's a smoke screen. There was a very prominent webinar in which high-ranking people within the hunting world admitted on camera on a Zoom call that was leaked that trail hunting is but a smokescreen for illegal fox hunting. And Barlow Hunt is, like many other hunts, one of those that will claim that they're following an artificial trail. Whether this happens, we're very dubious, to say the least. And the issue with a club like Chesterfield FC or any organization that's got a reputation to uphold and is very much in the public spotlight, regardless of who they are, have a duty and I think a moral responsibility to their fans and the community to do the right thing when it comes to how they want to be perceived by the public. You've only got to look online at the backlash that the club has received since it was revealed that they've made this decision. And I think the main reason we're so annoyed as Protect the World about what's going on is because it sends out a message that to Chesterfield fans, but also, football fans and the wider public, that they think is perfectly okay to associate with a Hun. And as long as public groups are okay with doing that, then it's hard for us to then completely end hunting. It maintains that sort of societal acceptance of Hunts being able to use premises like Chesterfield Football Club that many members of the public will obviously go to throughout the year. And we think by a firm statement and a cancellation of the event, it's the best way of us getting rid of hunting and for these Hunts to realise that the public aren't on their side, that they're not in support of what they're doing. And people are starting to finally see through the lie that is trail hunting and know what these Hunts are really about, and that's getting their kicks from chasing and killing wildlife for fun.
Robert, thank you very much for sharing that with us on the show. Really appreciate that. That's Robert Pownall there, the founder of Protect the Wild. We have contacted Chesterfield Football Club to ask about this topic, and we were told no one was available for comment.